give a specific example of undoing the thought? Like you were saying, you have to, anytime you're having those thoughts, you have to undo them. Can you?
Yeah.
You just stop the thought, is that what you're saying?
The best thing to do with a thought that's less than loving is to watch that thought as if it's an odd processional or parade. Right? I see this parade coming down the street. Earl, nothing's gonna ever go right for you. You'll never be a successful course teacher. Never, never, never. Things will never go right for you. Anybody familiar with that parade? Mm-hmm. All of us standing on the sideline watching it go by. We all at the same parade. Alright? So the parade is going by. Now, the majorette's really cute. You know, and the parade is coming by, the parade of hell, right? It's coming by, da 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 da. You gonna wear it, nothing goes right. You're gonna be broke forever, you're gonna get some kind of disease. You'll never ever, you, an orgasm is a dream. Okay, so it's that parade is marching by, right? I don't reach out and grab the majorette, I get arrested. Right? You just watch the parade. You don't deny the parade. You don't pretend the parade's not coming. You don't turn your back to the parade. You look at the parade, but you don't grab it. So when you have those thoughts of insecurity and fear, you don't deny it. You have to look at it if you want to get rid of it. You go, right now I have a real fear of relationship. I think I'll grab that fear of relationship and I'll analyze that fear of relationship. And then I'll go out with somebody else who's got the same thoughts. Right? Instead of just admitting it, not grabbing it, and then letting it be a reminder that you do deserve right relationship. And you can't, in other words, it becomes, oh, you can't have a relationship is marching by? Well, let that be a reminder to me that I'm calling for a right relationship right now. This thought is my request for a right relationship, because this is the thought that says I can't have one. And the thought that says I can't have one must become a request for its opposite. So let everything that upsets you become a request for the opposite of the thing that's upsetting you. That's how you reprogram your thinking. If you try, it will work. Don't you agree that we can get habits? And habits come from the way we've been thinking and programming ourselves and doing it repetitively, right? So if you start, and your mind creates your reality. So now my thoughts of insecurity, I'm identifying them as a thought that is a request for security. So now, after a while, my mind will become reprogrammed, and automatically, whenever I think a fearful thought, my mind will give me a peaceful thought. And you're learning how to reprogram your own mind so that when you have states that are less than peaceful, your mind will automatically attract to you the opposite to what you're feeling. But you do that through applying it. What does that mean? I have a stomach ache. I'm feeling a deep call for health, for peace. I'm feeling a deep call to feel good in my stomach. I'm feeling a deep call for my stomach to be healed. See, so you keep telling your mind that, then whenever your mind feels a pain, after a while it will automatically know pain. That means this person needs healing. You won't even have to go through the mental process of going, pain, let me see if I can think of what I should tell myself about the pain, and then letting the healing come. That's what you do at first. First you feel the pain or anger, then you go, let me choose to see it another way, and then you begin to see it another way. But if you do that enough times, then your mind automatically goes, pain, let me give you some peace. But see, having the patience and the determination and commitment to start reprogramming is what's the challenge. Because many people want that result without once saying during the day, this feeling is a call for love, this feeling is a call for help, this feeling that's upsetting me is a call for healing. You won't get the result unless you apply the ideas. You will not get the result by listening to the answer. You got a headache? Listen to me. There's an aspirin in the medicine cabinet. So hearing me say that was helpful. But if I go there and just open the medicine cabinet and stare at the bottle, if I open the medicine cabinet and just stare at the bottle, if I go to the medicine cabinet and just stare at the bottle and don't take the pill, then I don't get to heal. Okay? So remember that your listening is a very important phase, and I want to acknowledge you for being even willing to listen to what I'm saying. But do not mistake that into meaning that it means you are applying the ideas. You're like the person that's been told where the aspirin is in the medicine cabinet. Now you need to go to the medicine cabinet. What does that look like? Well, it looks like me doing this workbook lesson. I got 365 of them, one for every day of the year. And the purpose of it is to show me how to apply this to my day-to-day life. And the first 50 or 100 are no more than 2 minutes max. And it's amazing how many times I've told myself and heard people tell me they didn't have time enough to do the lesson. There is nobody that busy. There's no such thing as a person that's so busy that they don't have 2 minutes out of 24 hours. So you know that's not true. So what part of you wouldn't want to do it? Okay, and the part of you that doesn't want to do it called the ego, why is it that you're refusing to do the thing that would alleviate all pain and bring you joy?
Guilt.
Don't take that lightly. There's a whole identity in your mind that is built up around the idea that you've done something wrong in the past that you need to make up for and you need to experience some punishment for. That part of you does everything it can to make sure you won't apply any ideas that bring you love and abundance and peace. If you've ever wondered, why don't I have any discipline? Like, I'm hearing this, but why don't I actually do any of it? I'm going to tell you why. It's because the state that you're in right now is the state you feel the safest in. And you don't want to change it. Isn't that depressing? This is as much wealth as you can handle. Isn't that depressing?
Yes.
This is the best you can do relationship. Isn't that depressing? But you guess what would happen if you thought that way? If you went, okay, for whatever reason, this is the situation that I feel like I'm the safest in. You know what would happen? You would stop fighting it, you would stop condemning yourself for it, and you would stop punishing yourself for it. And immediately those situations would start to improve because you wouldn't see yourself as being a victim of the situation. And while the situation is beginning to improve, then you will start to consciously apply these ideas more and more and more to speed up the whole situation. So the first thing you want to do to get out of the situation that you're in that you may not be pleased in, say to yourself, I'm the one who made my perception of this situation. I'll say it again. I am the one who made the perception of this situation. I am the one making the perception of this situation. I am the one making the perception of this situation. Now,